Okay, on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, new perek. This perek deals with miyun. Beishamei omrim, ein memanim el arusos. Beisil omrim arusos unesuos. Okay, the normal case of miyun is where a father dies. The father gave the father, the Torah gave the father the right to marry off his daughter, a ketana, and to have a kedushin deraisa. He's mekabel the kedushin, and he is the mekab he has a koach to affect a Torah kedushin for his daughter. But if the father dies, then the mother or the brothers can give her over to marriage, but they can't affect the Torah marriage, only a rabbinic marriage. And the rabbinic marriage can end in miyun, and that's what this parak's going to talk about, where the girl just says that she's not interested in this marriage anymore, and the miyun takes effect retroactively, and she never was married to the guy. Rashi a few times already mentioned a different possibility of miyun, which is yesoma b'chai ho'av, where the father didn't die, but he married her off once, and she was either mamayin or whatever, and once he married, once he wasn't mamayin because his father married her, she got get, or the husband died. She comes back to her father's sushala katana. He doesn't have a right anymore to marry her off. He had one right to marry her off in the Torah. After she was married once, he can't marry her again. Now, Pashtus, he's no worse than the brother or the mother, and he can marry her kedushin derabbanan. We'll see that there's a sheet in Rashi that he can't even do that. The father, once he married her off, he can't even marry her kedushin derabbanan. Give her over to marriage, like we learned that by boys less than bar mitzvah. There's no even kedushin derabbanan, but it's not znus, and you can marry your children off when they're ketanim. Even though there's no marriage to a katan, there's no even marriage to Rabbanan, but it's not znus, and it saves them from znus or whatever, it's okay to do. That's what it says, you marry your children off samach lepirkon, according to one day, it means boys who are under bar mitzvah. But same thing over here. The father could marry her off, but there's mamish no, not even a kedushin to Rabbanan. We'll see from Rashi in one place, mashma like that, but Rashi a few places already said, not like that, that can be a yisom of a chayi ho'av, and that there's an inyan of miyun, that there's a kedushin to Rabbanan. No.
When we say brothers, does that mean anyone brother?
Yeah, and that means what's it called? Yeah, any of the brothers or any of the mother, Islam, even somebody else. Okay. So Bishamay says that the whole inyan of miyun only applies when she's in arusa, but once she's in a suwa, she can't have miyun anymore. Just wait, she gets older and has a get. Or we'll see that it could be that this is only b'chatchila. B'chatchila, she can't have miyun. But b'di'evet, if the miyun was affected, even according to Beishamah, it takes effect. Arusos unesuos. And Beishil says, both arusos and nesuos have miyun. Beishamah omrim b'bal v'lo b'yovam. Beishil omrim b'bal u'b'yovam. Beishamah says that the miyun, right, if the husband died when she was still a ketana, and now she fell before the yavam, so can she be memayin in the yavam, right? Instead of getting yibum or chalitza, just be memayin, right? So this is a continuation of the first kedushin. I'm not interested in that first kedushin, so I'm not interested in you either. Or no, she could only be memayin in the original husband. If he died, then she's going to have to wait to get Yibum or Chalitza from the second one. So Beishamai says Dafka in the Baal and not the Yavam. And Beishol says even the Yavam. And the Gemara is going to discuss how it works with the Yavam. What does that mean? She's Mamayim in the Yavam. So two different ways the Gemara is going to learn what that means. Okay. Beishamai Omrim, Befonav, Beishol Omrim, Befonav, Shlo Befonav. Beishamai says she can only Mamayim in the presence of the husband. If the husband's not there, she can't be Mamayin. And Beishil, so it doesn't make a difference if he's there or not there. The miyun takes effect even if he's not there. Beishamay omr beizdin. Beishamay says it has to be in a beizdin mumchim. And Beisel Omrim Beisim Shlo Beisim. It doesn't have to be Beisim. Mumchim could be even in front of three Hegyotos. Okay. Omru Lohem Beisel Beishamai. Mima Enes Vehiktana Afilu Dalet Vehei Pami. Right. Beisel said to Beishamai, a woman can be Mayan as long as she's still a Ktana, even four or five times. She get remarried and married again and married again, whatever, and each time be Mamayan. Omru Lohem Beishamai Ein Beno Shiro Hefker. No, it doesn't work more than once. Ela Mema'enes Umamtenes Hashitagdil V'timoyin V'tinosei. Right? Beishamai says Beno Shiro looks like Hefker. She keeps nullifying the marriages. It looks like she's Stam Hefker. It looks like she's a Zona. So therefore, what's it called? She can do it once. And she can Mema'en once. Or what's it called? And then she waits till she grows up, and then vatimoyin vatinosei. And the words discuss what that means. If she's mamayin, who she get nisuin to? Well, she can't be mamayin anymore. But she already is mamayin. Who is she marrying? Who's this nisuin to? Okay, Rashi. Ein memanim yisoma sheisua ima va'acheho ela min ha'erusin. Rishame holds that lechatchila at least, right? That a ketana can only make miyun from erusin, but we don't let her make nisuin lechatchila miyun from nisuin lechatchila. The val avelin meis velo miyanabo the nofles meyavam any yotzis b'miyun. But Beishamai holds if the husband died when she was a ketana, and now she falls before the yavam, she can't be mamayin anymore the yavam, and she has an ibum or chalitza. Elatamtin at shetagdil v'tachlos she get chalitza. Ein benos Yisrael hefker, and she can't have miyun because really she's not a yavama because she never was married in a Torah, so she has to have chalitza. Okay. Ein benos Yisrael hefker v'afilu min ha'erusin lo tamayin v'te'oritz la'achar v'tachzor v'tamayin. Even if she already had one miyun from erusin, which Beishamai holds a chatchila she can't have, she can't remarry and have miyun again. She's mamayin in that first one, and then she can't get married again until she'll grow up. The yu kedushin, and she'll have a regular kedushin daraisa. She can't go out on the second one, the miyun. Miyun works once, not on a second marriage. The timoin barishon the tinase. Or she's mamayin the first one, and then have nisuin where she won't be able to make miyun again, according to the Torah Beishamai. Uvigmar parich ha miyano bokvar chadazimna. Like she's mamayin already once in this guy. Who's she getting married to? Where's the nisuin? Right, what's the miyun? Another miyun and nisuin. What's the Gemara is going to discuss what it means. Okay. Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. My time is the Beishamai. Why does Beishamai hold? Now we're going on the ratio of the Mishnah. Of that only arusos and not nesuos. What's the reason of Beishamai? Lefisha ain't tnai b'nesuin. Because the klal is that you can't make a tnai in nesuin. Meaning, person makes a tnai, I'm marrying you, I'm going to ask that you give me $100. So, by kedushin, the tnai is chal, and if she doesn't give $100, the kedushin is bought. There was never a kedushin. Because the kedushin was made on tnai, and if the tnai wasn't mekoyim, the mice is bought. Okay? But if a guy already made nesuin, right, then we say that he's mochel the tanai, because what's it called? Because chibas bia makes him decide that he'd rather keep this woman, forget about the tanai. So once he has bia, once he is she said not only bia, but nice, once he makes nesuin, so the tanai is bottle. There's no tanai. Okay. So and the halacha therefore is with the inisa according to the inisua timayin. And if a nesua can be mamayin, people won't realize she's a ketana. They'll see that she's going out without get. They won't say it's because of miyun. They'll say there probably was a tanai in this marriage, and the tanai wasn't mekoyim, and that's why the marriage is bottled. And they'll come to think that if you make a tanai in another marriage of a woman who's a gedola, that also, if the tanai wasn't mekoyim, even after nesuin, the tanai is the marriage is bottle. The tanai wasn't mekoyim, and that's not true, because in a regular marriage, once you made nisuin, you can't. The tanai is bottle. So therefore, in order that people shouldn't think that you can make a tanai by nisuin, thinking that the miun over here was because, not because of miun, because of a tanai, they said that a ketana nisua can't be mamayin. So we'll never come to this problem of people misunderstanding why the marriage was bought. Rashi, my time the Beishamei, the Amri nisua lo mima'enes hoketanehi, lefisha ain tanai, moil bin nisuin. Tnai doesn't have an effect after nisuin. Shel gedola, even by gedola. Va'afilo habileit noa b'shas kedushin, achule achli b'shas bia. Even if the guy made a tnai when he married her, lechatzila, before the kedushin. Right? And he said, I'm marrying you on the condition, give me $100. And in the end, she never gave him $100. So if they didn't have nisuin yet, the kedushin's bottle. If they already had nisuin, the tnai is bottle. Right? We say that he already married her, even though she wasn't Mekayim the Tanai, the Kedushin's Chal. The Iamris Nesua Ketana Timoin, and if you'll say that a Nesua Ketana could be Mamayin, Lo Yadi Inshe Vimishum Kat Nesu, Ela Amre Tano Havale Benesuin, Vosla Memer Yeshnai Benesuin Gedola. People won't know the reason that the marriage was dissolved because of Miun. They may think that she's a gedola, and the reason she doesn't need a get is because there was a tznai here, and the marriage was dissolved because the tznai wasn't mekuyim, even though she's a nesua. So in order not to make that mistake, they asered nesuos from having miun. Where it says nichnas on the chuppah v'lo nivel lo ma'ika l'meimar, l'maisa, that's very good if she had bia, but it's mashma from Beishamai that arusos only can have miun, but if she's out of the klal of an arusa. Even what's it called? Nichnasa the chuppah v'lo nivala. She didn't have bia. She just had chuppah. Yichud. Right? Whatever chuppah is. Okay? But no bia. Still, she's not an arusa. She's not, didn't have bia, but she's a nesua. She's not an arusa. And still, Beishamai would hold she can't have kedusha. She can't have what's it called? Miyum. So, why? If the whole reason is because L'chora, there could be a tznai if there wasn't a bia, because the whole reason a tznai is bottle is because of chibas bia. Right? Only where it says, l'fishein tznai b'chuppah. No, it doesn't only apply to bia. Once there's chibas chuppah, once that he's machnas or l'chuppah, he's mevatel a tznai. Even before the bia. So it'll be the same problem. Since there's no tznai by chuppah, so if people see a woman who is nichnas l'chuppa be mamayim, they'll think the reason is because it was a tznai, and that's why the marriage is dissolved. They won't know it's because of the meal. So Mor says, Mosar Abba Shluchi Abba'al Meikel Meimer. What if she wasn't even nichnas l'chuppa yet, but she already is not an arusa because of Mosra Ha'av L'Shluchi Abba'al? The father gave her over to the shluchim of the husband, and she's on her way to the husband's house. So that also takes her out of arusa, but there's surely no chibas Mosra. And Rashi says over here, it's obviously not talking, what's it called in this case, mamish, right? Just a euphemism, because the father's dead. Because if the father would be alive, there'd be no miyun altogether, it's the condition of the rice. Right? But here the Rishon, the mask on Rashi, we'll get to Rashi. Right? L'chora, Rashi could have said very posh, it's talking with the father's alive, and he married her once, and it's a second marriage. Right? So, why didn't Rashi say that? Okay. Michael Meimer, Lefishain Tanai Bechuppah, Moshe Havashluch Abba Michael Meimer, Lo Plug Rabbanon. No, once they made the inyan that a Nesua can't have Miyun, they made it across the board, even where the reason doesn't apply. Lo Plug. They couldn't say that on the first one, because if out of three cases, two of them it doesn't apply, they wouldn't make it in one case and across the board in the other two. But if already it applies in two cases, and in one case it doesn't apply, then we say lo plug. Right? Since in most cases it applies even to the case it doesn't apply. Rashi. Nichnas l'chuppa ma'ikal ha'meimar, l'beishamai ani lo m'ma'enes. Dika'amri ein m'ma'anim ele arusos. U'mashma lafukei nichnas l'chuppa oshim nimtzor l'shulchi abal. D'nafta lo michlal arusa. It includes, when Beishamai says only arusos, it excludes also anyone who already has a din of a nesua, which means nichnas al chuppah or afilu nimsar al shluchei abal. Mor says l'fisha ain tznai moel b'chuppah. The E Amr Tanish Nikhupa Velo Nivala Tamayin Amre Tino Havilu Vosilamemri Yeshnai the Chuppah. No, this same klal applies not only after Bia, but even after Chuppah without Bia. Mosra Ha'ab Lishluchi Abao, Maika Lamar, Inami Osilamemar, Tano Moil the Mesira, Shapir Kamri. Even if they'll say that a Tanai helps after you give over to the Shluchim, that's right, the Tanai does still help. There's no chibas chuppah, there's no chibas bia. Why is he mevatel the tanai? So the tanai still has effect. Shari ain kan chiba d'neima achri l'tanai l'kdusha. So Rashi says, hai moser ha'ad lav dafka. It can't mean that the father gave it over to the shulchi abal, because there is no father over here. Because the whole reason it's a kdusha of the rabbanah is because the father's dead. The ilu mishikiba l'avia kdusheha lo nafka b'miyun. The ha'ad zakai b'kdusha bito. The ain miyun elabi is so much in kachua ima vachera. Miyun only applies if the father's not alive and the mother or the brothers gave her over to Kedushin. The haki kamar, mosara avlishluchi abal, the kaimalam bixubas the nisuin ninu, with the chavosa haka masrua achin lishluchin, having nisuin. Usually the terminology is mosra ha'av. So the Gemara uses the same terminology, but over here it really means mosra ha'ach or mosra ha'ain. Haka masrua achin lishluchin, having nisuin. Okay. And again, the Rishonim asked on this Rashi, why didn't Rashi say Pasha? What he said other places. The father's still alive, he just had given her over, what's it called? Lo Plugra, Bonabe Nisun Lesuin. They made it across the board. All Nisuin. They said you can't make Miyun, even though one of the cases, the reason doesn't apply. Okay, right. Rabba of Rav Yosef, Tamri Tarvayu, Taima de Beishamai, Lefi Sheinu Adam Osa Bilas or Bilas Nus. They say a different reason, right? So first we have the first reason of Yehuda or Shmuel, that the time of Beishamai is because ain't Tanai ben Isuin, and it'll cause people to think maybe there is. Second reason is Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba Yosef say the reason is because ain't Adam Osa Bilas, a guy doesn't want that his Beila should be Bilas Nus. Once he has Nisuin, and he's boiled her. Now she's been mamayin retroactively. There was no kedusha, and ends up he was mizana with her. God doesn't want to do that, and therefore people won't marry ketanas because they don't want to come to a situation where their bia could be a bia znus. So once they have bia, they know there's no miyun, then they feel what's it called secure, and people will marry. The rabbanan made a takana that the mother and the brother should marry her off. The rabbanan shouldn't be hefker. They want there should be a kedusha de rabbanan, but if people aren't going to do it, I wouldn't touch a ketana with a 10-foot pole because maybe she'll be mamayan and might be a znus. So therefore, it defeats the whole purpose of making these kedusha de rabbanan to protect this girl because people won't marry her. So therefore, they said once there's nisuin, don't worry about it. She's not going to be mamayan. We're not going to be let her be mamayan, and your bia is going to be okay. So therefore, people will marry ketanas. Tomorrow says nichnas olachupal or nivla maikel neimer. What about nichnas olachupal? Like we said, Beishamai holds even that case. There's no meal. Why not? There's no bilas nus. Lo nichalei de dehavi chupa de isura. The chupa is also yichud. God doesn't want to have that he had yichud with a woman be isur, because what's it called? She's not my wife. Retroactively, she doesn't want that either. Moser av shulchi abal maikel neimer. I, the case of Masra Av, there is no Isser, right? And still the Miyun doesn't help. Lo Plug Rabbanan, same thing as before. Since it applies to two of the cases, they made it across the board even in the third case. Ubeisilu, what does Beisilu hold? Kivan di Ika Kedusha Nuksuba. I think we skipped something before. Beisilu made the Yali Nesui Ketanah Rabbanan back. When the first case of what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel, we skip what Beisilu holds. Beisilu holds, people know that this is Nesu'e Ketana, and they won't think that the marriage was dissolved because it was a Tanai. They'll know it was dissolved because of Miyun. Okay. And here, Beisilu, what does Beisilu hold according to the second time, Rabbi Rav Yosef's time? Kivan Ika Kedushin, Uksuba, Loasil, Vemer, Dibilos, and Bilos Nos. Since Lamaisa, when he got married to begin with, his Kedushin to Rabbanan, there was kedushin and a ksuba. So even though the marriage is dissolved retroactively, Lamaisa, when he lived with her, he lived with a woman that he was lechora married to the rabbana. So even though now it turns out retroactively, but it's not, a person's not going to feel bad, right, that he has, it wasn't znus, it was sanctioned by the Rabbanah. So nobody's going to not marry a ketana because maybe the marriage will be dissolved retroactively and I was over on znus. No, you weren't over on znus. You did what was okay, the Rabbanah said it's okay. Nobody's going to not get married because of that. Rashi, Lefisha ein adam, v'rabbanan takinu nesuin l'ktana, k'day shalo yinagu v'minik hefker. The Rabbanan want ketanas to get married, who don't have fathers, that they shouldn't become hefker. K'da amrar, b'chei reshinosa. V'i amras mimano, mimni v'lo nasli lo. If you hold that after nesuin, she could have miyun, people won't marry ketanas, because they don't want to, in the end, have lived with a woman, and it ended up to be znus. The ein adam wrote to lasos bilos or bilos znus. Miyakra takan the Rabbanan. It will defeat the whole takan of the Rabbanan that they made such a thing as kedusha the Rabbanan by Ikhtana whose father died. The isura the bilasnus, right? The chuppah also, since the chuppah is all made for what's it called bia, even though he didn't have bia, but God doesn't want to go on to the chuppah. That's going to be what's it called. Even if chuppah is not yichud. Chuppah is yichud, so they just want to be miyachet. But even if chuppah is not yichud, chuppah is one of the other things a chuppah could be. Right? If a person doesn't want to go into the chuppah, which is only made for bia, and it should be a bia that in the end will be a bia asura. Moser av the kindlin suin inu with the chavosim ben suin the rabbanon havi mesirat achin suin, like Rashi said before. Ula beishamai lo memaenes the hamilsa psika komar the ein lemanim el arusos. Beishamai says only arusos. Mashma no nesua, even the one where she didn't have chuppah, even just moser ha'achin v'shluchei ha'abal. Michael Amemer, la bilas nus ivelo mimni. Here it's not bilas nus, and it's not even chuppah shaliser. So why did Beishamai say over here she can't be mamayin? Samar says that lo plug. Okay, Rapapa Amar, third reason in Beishamai. Rapapa Amar time of the Beishamai shum peiri, time of the Beishil mishum peiri. Both of them, the reason is because of peiris. What does that mean? An arusa, the husband doesn't eat peiris of her nichsei melug. She brings in a field, so it's her field, right? And if she's in a sua, he eats the peiris. An arusa, he doesn't have any rights to her property yet. So if a nesua could be mamayin, where he has the rights to the peiris, so Beishamai is afraid, which we're going to discuss in a second, Beishamai is afraid that he's going to eat up all the payers fast for fear that she'll be mamayin. So he's going to ruin the field. He's not going to put any money into the field to be mashbiach, because he's just going to take whatever he can out of this field, because he's always afraid that maybe it should be mamayin. And therefore, they said she can't be mamayin, so he won't ruin the field for her, of her field. Now, he won't ruin it. He'll put some money into it. He's not going to be afraid she'll be mamayin once she's in the sewer. And before she's in the sewer, there's no problem because he doesn't get the payers anyway. And Basil holds no, the opposite. If he always knows that she could be mamayin, he'll be very careful not to get on her bad side. So he'll, you know, make the field better, whatever. You see, I'm a good husband, and I'm investing in your field, right? I'm not destroying it, so please don't be mamayin. Right? That's the Basil holds just the opposite. Right? Because of payri, the dakka, there should always be that sword of miyun hanging over his head. Time of the Beishamai shum peiri the iomers nesua to mine shomit va'ochala mina. Right, the self lemeika kind of this guy. This he's always afraid she's gonna be mamayin, and I'm gonna lose this the peiris anyway. I might as well get what I can while she's still married to me. Ubeisil adarava kiven da amras timoyin ashbuche mashbechlu. Right, since she could be mamayan, he'll invest in the field. Because if I don't invest in the field, not good to her, then her krovin will be mayayitz her to be mamayan. So I don't want that to happen, so I'll be nice to her and make sure that the field gets better. Rashi, mishum peiri, shalo yatsid peiris nichse malug. Aval oris lesle peiri. By arusa, there is no peiri, so this reason doesn't apply. Sovar the ilo the im eni mashbich on aitzi lakrova. If I don't invest in the field and I deal with it in a way that's not nice, they're going to give her an aitzah to be mamayin. So I don't want her to be mamayin. So I'll be nice to her and I'll invest in the field. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Rava Omar, the fourth reason. This is the fourth reason of Beishamai. Hainu time of the Beishamai, she'en lorim toreach besudo matshida. Right? A guy doesn't want to spend money on a chasana that the chasan used to pay. Sudas chasan. Chasan used to pay, and some people say that's why today the minig is that the kala pays for the suda. Right? Because kolan henem sudas chasan, deino mesam goes over be hey kolos. If it's not the sudas chasan, the kala is paying for it, it doesn't apply. But so a guy doesn't want to pay for a chasana meal, and then down the road, what's it called? There's meal. By Erisin, there's no big meal. It's by Nisuin that you make the big meal. So, guy doesn't want to invest, and then all of a sudden, his marriage is dissolved, and he wasted money on the caterer. So, therefore, after Nisuin, we don't let her, right, we don't let her be Mamayan, and this way the guy will put the money into the Suda, and not be afraid.
What about splitting the cost of a chasana?
Yeah, that's only the halacha is that the chasana could also pay for the suda, whoever wants to pay. Right? Just the reason why it became the minig for the kala, that's what they say. But today, taka the minig, some people split the thing together. Ubeishil tarvayu nichaluhu, kidei leipu kalayu call the ishus. And Beishil has no, both of them would like to spend the money to get married, even if it's going to be dissolved, that people should know they were married people. It's a covet to be married. So even just to have the title, married, for a short time, is good enough to spend the money. It's worth investing to get that title. Rashi. The Suda, Suda's Nasui. Hilkachi, Omris, Timoy, Mimni, Velonashi. People won't get married because they're going to be afraid to invest in a meal that in the end is going to be, the whole thing's going to be buckled. Nichalahu, Hilkachlum Mimni. No, and they so holds no. People are willing to invest money just to get the name of having been married. Both of them, both the woman and the man. And therefore, what's it called? There's no chash that a person's not going to marry a Yisom Maktana because he's afraid he's going to waste his money on the meal. No, he's willing to put the money in the meal even if the Kedushin later on are dissolved, even if the Nisuin is later on dissolved.